From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. The Missouri State Supreme Court upheld the state's so-called Right to Farm Amendment yesterday. The amendment is meant to protect Missouri farmers from new laws that could change current farm practices. Opponents of the statute contended that the ballot language was misleading to voters and could open up Missouri farmland to exploitation by foreign corporations. But the state Supreme Court ruled the language was, quote, not insufficient or unfair. Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst says the ruling is a win for shoppers on a tight budget.
They need access to food raised in the most efficient and technologically advanced way possible. This amendment guarantees them that access.
Critics of the amendment say the battle now moves to individual court cases where interpretation of the language will decide whom it actually protects. The amendment has already been invoked twice in the state. A Justice Department report summary has found across-the-board flaws in police's response last summer to the protests in Ferguson. The Associated Press obtained the summary, which cites, quote, vague and arbitrary orders to keep protesters moving that violated their rights of assembly and free speech. It is part of a longer after-action report that looked at the way police in Ferguson, St. Louis City and County, and the Missouri State Highway Patrol responded in the two-week period after the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown last August. Top police officials at those four agencies will receive the full report this week. Details of the report summary were first reported by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. The Missouri Attorney General's office announced today that PayPal has agreed to change an amendment to its user agreement that would have violated Missouri law. The proposed amendment was set to go into effect today and would have required customers to consent to robocalling for promotional offers if they used PayPal. National Consumer Law Center spokeswoman Margot Sanders says that customers complain to PayPal on Facebook since the company cannot force a customer to consent to robocalling through a user agreement.
There was an exchange on Facebook where PayPal said that if you don't agree to this, we're going to consider that you've terminated your contract. And that combined threat came to the attention of the Federal Communications Commission.
The FCC used a letter to PayPal on June 11th stating that the new amendment was unclear in its wording and that the company could not require customers to consent to automated phone calls in its user agreement. PayPal has adjusted their user agreement to say, quote, PayPal will not use auto-dialed or pre-recorded calls or texts to contact our customers for marketing purposes without their prior express written consent. Missouri's Supreme Court has upheld two constitutional amendments guaranteeing the right to farm and the right to bear arms. The judges issued an opinion yesterday saying that summaries of the proposals on ballots last year were fair. Critics complain that the measures misled voters and would have unintended consequences. For example, some say they could be interpreted to allow convicted felons to own weapons or grant more rights to foreign agriculture companies. The judges also say that ballot language can be challenged even after an election is over, setting precedent in Missouri. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.